But anyway, yeah, so in that time, people helped each other a lot. Well, a lot of people needed help. You know, we didn't have much money, although we got by. But a lot of people really needed a lot of help because there was no money around, and people were
Right.
riding the rails and all that.
This is during the Depression. You're
Yeah,
thinking of, right.
and then during the 39s to 40s, and the war came along, and then that gave some men a job.
Right.
And the people at Barnett, in telling me about their experience, that provided them, some of them, with jobs. Well, it's a shame to say that's what they had to do to get a paycheck.
Right. And then following the war too, it was still pretty lean. I mean, I hear that people got more jobs, but it sounds like there were still war restrictions on materials and fuel restrictions, I
Oh,
think.
yeah. Well, during the war, there was chocolate, sugar, gas, rubber, steel, metals. Those were all restricted. Yeah. Tea, coffee.
So that must have influenced then, people around your age as they're young men and women building a community. Must have had some sort of an influence.
I guess I'm not sure how to strike this, but anyway, yeah, we were used to not having much. But everybody else was like that. So as times got better, I was happy with $1,900 a year because I was able to get part-time jobs, and I worked 3 nights a week even though I was
Wow.
teaching, and down at Gordon House in Vancouver. I volunteered to start with, and then they hired me. And June Emmett was the supervisor, social worker in charge, and she liked my work. So that when I came to Burnaby, she got Ellen to phone me and ask me to go in the Parks Commission. That's how my whole experience in Burnaby started,
Oh, really?
was through that route. But anyway, the feeling of the young people then after the war, and getting married and having kids, and things were settling down, and everybody was optimistic, even though it wasn't, very economically great. And Burnaby was growing, and it had been in receivership in 1924, so it certainly wasn't then. And they couldn't afford sewers for a while and all this, but gradually
Think there was an optimism then
oh
that
yeah,
you had?
oh yeah. Yeah, the school, there's more people, there were schools being built, more teachers being hired, there were shorter teachers, and it was, you felt needed, you felt really secure. Yeah, but as we mentioned, there was that enthusiasm and the community spirit. We're all going along together and things are going great and we're happy, and although some people weren't, but by and large it was an up feeling, very optimistic, which I believe is probably still there. The thing is right now, Canada is broke, BC is broke, almost all the cities are broke, and people are used to spending a lot of money, and they can't get used to saying, okay, the government can't do this anymore. So we're going back into that restrictive position.
And now you're working on some other histories to try
The history of the
to
schools,
present
yeah.
history of the school. So I
And
look forward to seeing that come out.
it was started about 25 years ago. The people who started it are no
Oh,
longer
really?
living. And so it was handed to us a couple of years ago, and there's five of us, and we're all retired teachers and working to beat the band, interviewing people. And
Look forward to seeing a copy of that when it's ready.
yeah.
Well, Harry, unless you have some last words you'd like to
Oh, yeah,
present.
I was
Well,
going to
no,
mention the
yeah.
Burnaby Stables.
Okay, sure. Burnaby
Some of the things
Stables.
our kids really enjoyed. There was the stables down there on Candaway. I forget the guy's name. Oh, dear.
What
Anyway,
part of Canada Way are we
it
on?
was Candaway below Burris, near Burris.
Oh, really? Oh,
Well,
so we're right down here, sort of in the
yeah.
middle of Burnaby
Yeah, it was
Lake
Burnaby
area.
Stables, and they could rent horses there and ride all over the place, around Burnaby Lake and all that. So that was kind of fun
Do you
then.
remember about the era, or like when your
Oh,
kids were quite young,
well,
or?
that was 19, she was born 1951 to 54, and so that'd be probably by 1960.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's still some stables down at the east end of Burnaby Lake, but no longer stables there.
Yeah, that was a fun thing. Going to some of the schools would have a picnic going to Stanley Park and Second Beach, and they would hire a tram. The school would hire a tram, and they fill it up with the school. And the way it would go, but every time the other regular tram was coming along, it would have to pull over to a siding.
Okay.
So it became quite a long-term trip.
This was down the interurban, the Central Park line, when it still operated?
Yeah. So, and then tobogganing on Burnaby Mountain became it was a great place to go for hiking and picnics and skiing down or sleighing down the slopes.
You know, I hear a lot about snow in Burnaby in years gone by, and it's hard to believe we get snow maybe once in a while.
Yeah.
It lasts maybe a few days.
So. Yeah. Well, Burnaby's high, and then Central Park is high. Mm. And so if there was snow at Central Park, there might be rain just maybe 3 or 4 blocks down the road, down the hill. And our kids, I don't know. In the yard, when it snowed, my son would make a big pile of snow. And so they would learn to ski down off that and sleigh. And they would make igloos by cutting blocks, just like the Eskimos did, and crawl in there and all that sort of stuff. You were asking me earlier about recreation, young adult recreation, songs, bands, orchestras, and things like that. I don't know how much you want to go into that. What adults did was a question you had there earlier.
Oh.
Young adults as far as dances. And
sure. Well, I mean, I've noticed that in the old newspapers, there seems to be a dance advertised every weekend at the community halls, and everyone seems to be sponsoring dance, and there were these teener clubs for teenagers that had dances. So that sounded just like a scene that maybe we don't have today.
Yeah, like there was Flame Supper Club at Candaway and Smith, and that had dances all the time. And one of my daughter's graduation exercise was held there.
Oh.
And then there was the Royal Oak Theater that had matinees for kids and lots of shows. And then some of the community centers would have a show, or a school or the church would have shows for the kids to go to. But
and these are live presentations or maybe films?
No, well, no, mostly movies.
Movies?
Yeah, Cowboys and Indians.
Oh, boy.
But I was going over the people that we used to, like, the Beatles. I mean, I don't know whether you want to hear about this or not.
Did Beatlemania touch your heart?
Well, we used to watch Ed Sullivan.
Right.
And he introduced the Beatles. He brought them over, and we saw them. We loved them. You know, we still like to hear them. But so there was the Ed Sullivan Show, and there was the, Carol Burnett.
Okay.
And she had... Let me think who she had on there. Flip Wilson.
Okay.
Bill Cosby was funny as heck. And then way back there was Glenn Miller during the war and after. He was he was somebody we danced to a lot. And of course Del Richards. We'd go to the dance hall that he played at.
Oh, he came into Burnaby?
No, downtown. Vancouver, okay. The Beach Boys, Rolling Stones, Boys. Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, wow. That's a little later, I guess.
Yeah, that was, you know, I loved the Fleetwood Mac. And
In those early television shows, did you get, you must have had CBC as well.
Yeah.
Were there any Canadian programs that you recall?
Yeah, well, we finally got TV. I think we were the last on the street. Mm-hmm. We didn't have the money, but we got it. And our kids would watch TV at the neighbors.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, we had CBC, it was black and white, and we had an aerial. But we managed to watch enough programs. I don't remember a lot of what the kids watched, but Mitch Miller was on then.
And Mr. Dress-Up or Friendly Giant got the start
way
back then. And Lorne Greene got a start in CBC, didn't he?
Yeah, there were quite a few things there. Anyway, I just thought I would mention that.
Yeah.